Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blind check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break till it grieve me. Boy, I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro.
Good night, Bahamas, and welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host, Valentino Braun, a.k.a. Scoochie Scrooge or Scroogey, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City, type of mass, every 6:30 to 8 p.m. every Friday, except holidays. Telephone numbers tonight are 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259, and you can text us, powered by BTC, at 422-GR96, or you can look up us on Guardian Crest, Cable Bahamas, and you can listen in. And for everyone who's listening on this wonderful Friday, I want to say thank you very much for tuning in on this Friday. I know it's the holidays, and we want to talk about the holidays, okay? We want to talk about the Christmas holidays, and we want to say, you know, like, how it's completely evaporated. Like, it's not so special no more. We'll go more in detail as the show go on, because I have the real professional in this matter, a guy who travels the world, who studies Black history, studies the Greeks, you know, African, and put it all together. And we're going to talk a little about the Christmas holiday. Was it the day that Christ was born? What are we celebrating? Are we really celebrating the birth of Christ, and et cetera? And that's probably why it's actually dying out in our society. Not only here in the Bahamas, but around the world, many people, you know, say it's just one day now. It's not about the birth of Christ no more. So I guess that it was a false belief that was put on us. We're going to talk a little bit more about that when the professor gets into the Anku Saru. He's on his way. And then we take it from there. But before we begin our show, last week, you know, I said something concerning Mr. FTX founder, who gave $1 million to my partner organization, Lenahan, and those donations will go towards building a state-of-the-art community center. We also got donations from Sean Connery, our wife and family. And Sean Connery's name is also going to be on the center. So we're very grateful for donation, because we want people who come to invest in the country, donate to charity organization around the country, because it's most needed, you know. As far as them being involved in corruption, it has nothing to do with the organization themselves here in the Bahamas, because I feel that they should have been screened first. Any company that comes to the Bahamas has to go to the U.S. financial sector that is in charge of this part of the Western Hemisphere. And then you would have to go to the Bahamas financial sector before you could ever point fingers at non-profit organization. And then you would also have to look at the regulatory board that sees the FTX money. But nonetheless, you know, very sad situation. And many people would have, how should I put it, say, like, this young man had to be no good last week when they said, I think Mr. Sam Bankman-Fried should be released on bail. You know, everyone probably was up in arms in that because they're saying, what is the young man talking about? Why should this young man be given bail here in the country? He did a horrendous crime. He hurt a lot of people, but he did not do a criminal offense, you know, like murder. So this is one of the reasons I said what I said, because I knew what was coming. Why I said that we should have given him bail? Because he is innocent until proven guilty, first of all. I knew that in the United States of America, if he was brought on charges, just like the charges he's being brought on now, he would have been released on bail, okay? Probably bonds in the millions. This is the highest bond I think ever probably going on in U.S. history, $250 million, right? So I say the Bahamas could use that as leverage. You see, because when in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, you would have had an ankle monitor on him. We probably would have had his passport. And we would have been able to get more out of him because we would have persecuted him here in Nassau, New Providence. Right? We got tricked. Because now I notice on his extradition out of the country, we heard that two of his colleagues have pleaded guilty in the U.S. So that's one of the reasons I said that we should have hold him and gave him bail instead of remanding him at the Bahamas hellhole. Because I knew very well that given time for him to think, you know, why is he incarcerated in the conditions at Her Majesty's prison, which we call the Bahamas Correctional Center. And I ain't saying he broke the law, bro. Okay? I'm just saying that certain laws that he broke are not criminal. Criminal means what you can be remanded in prison for, like murder or rape. Any American citizen get hold in the Bahamas, right? On these type of charges. Even with the Barefoot Bandits, it's a prime example. If it would be him in authority or any authority to persecute American citizens here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas besides misdemeanor offenses, okay? Look at your history in the country. It's very hard because the United States want to persecute their own citizens in their own country. We got a prime example about Brittany Griner in Russia and how they were traded an arms dealer who probably cost the lives of thousands of people around the world. They would trade him for Brittany Griner only to bring home. American citizens are protected by the Constitution, and the state has a right to protect them wherever they are in the world. If you kidnap an American citizen anywhere in the world, you're going to see they're going to come for you. The government of the country is going to come for you, and the U.S. government is going to come for you. All right? So bear in mind. See, I understand people, you know, would jump to conclusions, but I understand. I analyze this. Now, I said he should get bailed. Everyone said my head must ain't good, right? But look what happened. He went to the U.S., right? He went to the U.S. less than 3 hours or 4 hours, and the minute he reached, he was granted bail in the sum of $250 million. With an ankle monitoring on his leg. We could have did the same thing here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas if we had the guts and the audacity to understand what was to come. Basically, we would have been in the ball. We would have had access to all the funds, which we still do, but now he's in U.S. custody. And two of his colleagues already pleaded guilty for fraud. And notice what he is saying. He's saying he's separating himself. He's saying not knowingly. So you know what not knowingly means? He is saying that he not knowingly know where this one was taken out of the account to do whatever people desire, which is supposed to go to investments to the people who invest their money in the company. So he's pointing fingers. But if we had him here, we could have him here for a whole year. You could imagine the publicity what the Bahamas would have had, the access of information, and the world would get tricked. Now look what we got. All this talk we had. All this big talk we had him in custody, we remind him. The biggest mistake we ever did was remind him in custody. Because the charges that he faced were not something that he should have been remanded for, because it's the financial sector crime. In case people who ain't listening don't understand. Even a guy like me on the streets who read a lot, right? And I analyze these things, and then I put it together. That's why I was saying we should have given bail. Why is everyone in this country saying I was crazy? You understand? And we're supposed to be screened thoroughly. Like I said, no foreign company could ever come here and do business in this country. We have the U.S. financial sector that protects the Western Hemisphere. That means Jamaica, Trinidad, Tobago. Any big company that comes from Europe or around the world wants to come to this jurisdiction. They have to pass the financial paperwork from the U.S. financial sector to do business in any country in the Caribbean. Financial sector that supports that. And then we have the central bank that makes sure everything is in place. So you can never blame the Bahamas. People want to blame the Bahamas government for investors coming to the country. Yeah, there might be some slack business on him getting residency and et cetera. Right? But that's basically it. There could be some other stuff going on behind the scenes, but we're going to find out in a little bit. So I just wanted to say that. That's why I say we were supposed to give him bail. Because if we'd give him bail, we'd have had him here, under police watch, with his ankle and monitor here in the country. He'd have been restricted to stay in his $3 million Albany home or et cetera, with police watch. His passport would have been confiscated. We already have access to his funds here in the country. So where could he run? So when I heard the judge say that he would be in a flight risk, what flight risk could this man be when he already stated that he wanted to correct the wrongs that happened in the country? Like, you know, probably his friends them got greedy and started to do things off their own, you know? But he stated that he wanted to stay here and see how he could right the wrongs that happened in his organization. So he definitely didn't want to run. So we just wanted to show the world that, you know, we could do something. And what are we going to do? We could remind him to prison. And the prison he's going to, it's a death sentence. The guy is a billionaire. The prison is unfit for anyone to be living, and it's getting refurnished now. One must compliment the previous government and this government for the redevelopment that's happening in the prison and the new prison commissioner. All right? Yeah. Again, I'm going to just read the last statement, and then I'm going to go to Anku. So Anku, if you don't come to you right now, I just want to get it out clear. I get here from Julian Bartlett. She is saying, yeah, amen, brother. They should screen thoroughly. Now everyone loses. Yes, it's the U.S. financial sector at the blame because they're supposed to be more than their U.S. citizens. Okay? Then it's the Bahamas financial sector. They follow the U.S. financial sector, okay? Everyone comes to the Bahamas because if you go back 25 to 30 years ago, we had a lot of offshore bankings, and many of the rich people and companies that were trying to duck tax evasion in France, Germany, Russia, or wherever it was, they would have come to the Bahamas, set up an offshore banks. When these countries found out that a lot of these companies, multi-million, billion-dollar companies, were using the Bahamas as a tax haven, we got a blacklisting. And when the blacklisting came, we had to close down all the offshore banks in the country. I think we were second to Switzerland with the most offshore banks in the world. And that was bringing in millions and millions of dollars for the banking industry. That's when the banking industry was the number two industry in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, after tourism. Okay? And when that happened, so a lot of companies, like Mr. Bankman, Oban, you know, where you saw the corruption and that, we can't find the files that they were signed, and then we found out that it wasn't signed by the right person, and it was a breach of contract. So all these things I'm talking about, if y'all understand what I'm saying now, all these are similar, all right? Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to get that out. And the last thing I'm going to say, I talked about the tourism industry last week, and I'd like to say this. We're on record among of tourists going to visit the country, 10 million. But recently, if you look in inner city of Mason Addition, Grandstand, and Dantons, there will be a flock of tourists of being roaming the streets daily. You could ask anyone who live in these areas. Ask them on top of the West Street, Mason Edition, Fort Finn Castle, and in Grandstand, around the Purity Bakery area, you're seeing an influx of tourists walking through the community, looking around, taking pictures of our banana trees, our sour trees, our canep trees, our pear trees, and stopping to the little spots. That's why we got to clean up. That's why I said I know it can ready. I've spoken it. I said that we can make money off the tourism industry, get the tourists to come over in the inner city community. And guess what? They're in volumes in the inner city community right now. And no one is attacking them. You know, they walk around till 5 o'clock, you know, all around. And people are just talking to them, and people are fascinated. And the kids are freaking out. Look at the white people walking through the neighborhood and stuff like that. So this is what we need to change the mindset, you know. And this is an economy that we're supposed to be in benefiting from over 40, 50 years, you know. So I just wanted to say that. All right, and I want to say to the guests around the world, the Bahamas is the best place in the world to come visit, okay? We have a black-on-black crime in the country where we have 100-plus murders. It's only on black people. We have to find ways to eliminate that. But as our guests come to the Bahamas, we welcome you. You are safe. This is one of the most wonderful place to be. We have the most hospitality people in the world who love you. And we treat you with the most respect because we know what you mean to us. So for us who have sense, we'll never harm a guest who comes in. Anyone who dares to harass or try to rob the guest that is coming over the hill, we would turn this country upside down to find you. And we would prosecute you to the full extent of the law. I just want to say that. And now we're going to go to our show to my special guest, Mr. Anku Saru. He's there? Anku, you there?
Yeah, my brother. You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Anku, just give me a Anku, you're the most, one of the most experienced person in the country when it comes to history concerning the Bible. You also travel the world. So you don't only talk about what's going on, like to teach us the truth. You know, it's hard for us, a lot of us, to believe the truth or when someone is speaking it. But we have to respect the message. And you have been sending the message a very long time in the country. And a lot of people have been listening. And I was always fascinated with you because me and you think, hey, but you have more experience because you travel. You do a lot of reading in your book. And, you know, you travel the Middle East and you go read the hieroglyphics and the names and et cetera. And it's a pleasure to have you on tonight. And I hope that the Bahamas understand that we don't come here to how should I say it, crush no one Christmas or no one holiday. We only come here to send a message for those who listen. And this is our message. You know, this is our message that we are sending out there to you listening. You don't have to listen, but it's something that we need to hear. So, Uncle, I see this phone ringing. Let me take this call real quick, Uncle, and then I'm going to get you real quick. Sorry about that. Go ahead, caller.
A pleasant good evening, Scourge.
Pleasant good evening.
Hey, Sparky here.
Sparky, got to talk real quick, because
I know what you're trying to do. I was trying to get in early, so to get this off my chest, like you got it off your chest, and Uncle right there. Hey, I'm pretty soon.
Yeah. Hey, my brother. How you doing?
Scourge, let me tell you something. One time I grabbed your show and you say, Sparky, I heard you the next Friday. You said, boy, what Sparky said last Friday was a good one. Scourge, let me tell you something. A lot of people don't understand what people like you and Anku, pretty soon, to try to do, you know, because some of us people like us who's tall, who go down in the ghetto and talk the guts in your belly talk, they don't appreciate it, you know. They want us talk them nice lie talk, them lying thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when we talk the truth, that is bug them, you know.
Yeah, it could bug them a lot.
Because look at Scrooge. Let me tell you, same thing you see. The other day I was coming over Nassau Street. I came over from Battle Brothers, and I going down Nassau Street to watch the old government eye. Government eye, I ain't talking about university there.
Back here, I'm going to cut you, but you can make it real quick because I have Anku on, and he's my guest.
Yeah, hold on. Let me say
no,
this.
I know what you're saying.
But
speed it up.
You just said. I saw this white little girl coming walking up Nassau Street. And I said to myself, this girl don't know where she is, eh? She walking north on Nassau Street down there by Bamboo Shack. Past the,
yes.
I said, this woman over there.
Yes, they're
back
safe.
Back in the years, a couple of years ago, they were scared to come over there. And this girl was standing up taking pictures of the building. And this was an old woman. This is a young, white teenager.
Yes.
All by herself. I say, now, this looks strange. Because ain't nobody touching this woman. Nobody bothering her. Nobody bothering her.
No, we don't do that in the Bahamas. I've seen this over and over, over the course of years. Bahamians rarely attack tourists. So we get a bad identity because we look at the 100-something murders. But that's 100-something murders against our brothers and sisters living here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. If you look at it, how much tourists get murdered here in the country. We just had recently one in Andres with 126 murders that happened this year. One tourist. We had about a few snatching purses, right? And we had probably one or two reported rapes. And we have to be careful for that because sometimes people over-exaggerate when they come to the Bahamas. They use this as a way that when they come to the Bahamas, they know they're here, the way and try to sue, you know? And some like, after investigation, the rape allegation is thrown out. But we do have spoil snatching and that stuff goes on. But other than that, this is a really safe environment and a safe country to come in. Even these inner cities where you see violent crimes are happening, the citizens of those communities are not going to attack no tourists who comes in the community. No, we get a bad entity. That's why we have to develop. Now, let me go back to Anku. Anku,
hey,
I'm
brother.
Very sorry, but I just want to get the first part of the segment on. Sparky did a wonderful job. Yeah, I'm very sorry about that because you are a very special person to the country. Anku, you know, just recently, over the last couple of years, you know, the Christmas holiday, as we call it, you know, we have been celebrating for over, from Iration. And the last 10 years, you were seeing a decrease on the celebration. I'm asking you, is it because we are finally awakened that this was a celebration put on us by a group of people to take us away from serving our true purpose? And I'm trying to find out if this had any effect on us as a society for actually worshiping idols. But let's go to about the Christmas. What do you think, Uncle? If I made any sense in my thing to you.
Yeah, my brother, it made a lot of sense. So, first of all, thank you for having us here. My name is Pastor Dr. Cleveland W. Enius III, also known as Calhoun Anku Sarah. I am the head priest of the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah here in Nassau, Bahamas. And we are under the auspices of the Holy Coptic Church International, led by our Coptic Pope, or our Basesh, Harohotep Ta, Rev. Dr. A.J. Varma. Scrooge, one of the things we have to be aware of in this day and time is that we are in a period of what some may call a procession or what others may alignment.
Alignment.
And you can check this out right now. Newsweek has an article out from actually today.
Today.
December 23rd.
December
today,
23rd.
All the planets in the solar system have aligned.
Mm-hmm.
All the planets in the solar system. System of a line. What is that? Why is that important? What does that mean for us? We are living in a day and time whereby our solar system, our galaxy, and the center of the universe are in alignment.
In alignment.
Yes. And this is the opening of a gateway. There's a gateway that opens every 10 years. Every 10 years, ending the three. So we're moving next. We're moving into 2023. The last time it would have opened would have been 2013 and 2003 and 93, 83, going back all the way to 43.
Wow. That's why I love you.
Yeah
man. Your knowledge deep.
This reality is what we are experiencing now, whereby an awakening is taking place.
Mm.
So when you see people are less involved with what we may have grown up understanding as Christmas, is because a lot of people, number one, we're also in an information age where people can now research.
Mm.
So people can look up what is called Saturnalia, which is a period from December 17th to the 25th, whereby this is a pagan ritual or a pagan holiday. When they call it a holiday, they want us to think that they're saying holy day,
mm.
but They're really saying holiday. A holly is a type of tree.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And this holly was exchanged as a token of friendship in the early times. And the holly was used as a decoration at Christmas time.
Mm.
All right, you can look this up in an Encyclopedia Britannica. They spell it H-O-L-L-Y.
So he's giving you... Go ahead. I'm not cutting you off. I'm telling the audience. He's giving you the information so you can go look it up yourself.
So you can look up. It's a term called celastrales. C-E-L-A-S-T-R-A-L-E-S. C-E-L-A-S-T-R-A-L-E-S. And this exposes the origin of the holly wreath. So we are putting these wreaths on the door and around our yards and around the country, not understanding that this is a pagan ritual. Mm. This holly is also the first or the prefix of what they call Hollywood. Okay, so Hollywood is the type of wood that they use to make the magic wands. You could go on Amazon right now. You could look up Hollywood wands. They sell them on Amazon.
Wow.
Okay, it's part of witchcraft. Okay, and we see it. And if you watch a Disney movie, sometimes you see Mickey Mouse with a wizard.
People don't believe in those stuff, but they talk about those stuff. People don't believe the movies. None of this stuff is real, but they don't know they are real. They're right there in the movies, plain as day. Go ahead.
Yep.
Go ahead.
And so this holly is a type of plant, and they utilize this holly as a means to spellbind us. So they spellbind us in Hollywood. And then they bring forth the holiday, which they tell us is the birth of the Messiah. But there's no record in scripture of Jesus, or what we know as Yahshua being born.
There's no record.
No scriptural record.
No scriptural record.
Nothing in the Bible.
Not in the Bible. You can't see it in the Bible. I never saw it in the Bible.
No, it's not there. It's not there. So people mean well. People mean well when they say that they're celebrating the birth of Christ. But unfortunately, that's not something that we find in the Bible.
Mm.
You understand? Now, you can find around the planet other so-called crucified saviors who would have been born, they say, on December 25th. That's something that you can find in history.
Mm.
But the reality of the situation is what you're dealing with is understanding what is taking place in the heavens.
Mm.
See, in the book of Genesis chapter 1 and 14, it makes it very plain that we would utilize the stars, we would utilize the planets, etc., as a means to understand what day and time we were in, Genesis 1 and 14.
Wow.
All right? This is talking about what is solar biology.
Mm.
Solar biology is the ability to read the stars utilizing astronomy, not astrology, because there's a witchcraft or paganistic element to it as well. Everything that the Most High has for good, the devil mimics it to take us off the path.
Yes, yes.
You understand? So this reality of solar biology is what the three wise men were utilizing to find this.
Right.
Christ child.
Right.
Yes, they followed the star in the east. Mm. They were reading the stars. They understood that whatever happens in the celestial heavens must happen on earth.
So I'm gonna say something. So when the captain's on the ship and they're taking the binoculars and looking up in the sky and they say this north, and that's what they're doing.
Correct.
Okay.
They're utilizing the North Star because they know the North Star doesn't move. That's the reference point.
Okay.
Okay, so the same, the Holy Coptic Church, we are the church of the three wise men, because rarely does anybody say why these three men were wise.
That's true.
They just call them wise. They just say, oh, these were wise men, but why were they wise?
Mm.
If you read scripture, if you go to the book of, in those four gospels, you know, they have different renditions of this story, but these three wise men, they were looking for this child. Herod was also looking for the child. Herod had his own, he had his astrologers. and his astrologers were not able to find the child.
Oh.
The three wise men, however, using solar biology, they were able to find the child. Mm. You understand? Yes, and being able to find this child was important because they knew that this type of child that was being born was a child that was bringing forth a consciousness that had to be renewed on the earth, a Christ consciousness.
Wow.
Or a Christ consciousness.
Wow.
So they understood if they left that born, some would say under Roman occupation, but we know better, it was really under Greek occupation and Alexander the Greek and the Ptolemies.
Yes, yes.
They got to move him out of that area and send him in.
I think we lost him. He's back. Go ahead.
They were sending him to a place biblically that they refer to as Egypt, but we know Egypt didn't exist at that time.
Hmm. You good? Go ahead, brother.
They were sending him into Africa.
Africa.
He was going into a place called Amarna.
Hold on. 1 second.
Hmm? Go ahead.
You said they didn't name Egypt, but originally, it's Africa.
Well, the cold continent is called Africa.
Okay.
So what they call Egypt today is a part of Northeast Africa.
We all have the discussion. I said all that is a part of Africa.
All that is a part of Africa. So that's why we understand that this had to have been a black.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you wouldn't send a little white boy to hide in Africa. That's just like the tourists coming over the hill to hide. That don't make sense.
You're right. You can't hide. We didn't see you, not even a mile. We didn't see you 100 miles on the ship, and all we didn't spot you now.
Off the ship.
Yeah. You're right.
You guys send a little white boy to Africa to hide. That just ain't gonna make sense.
Oh, so hold on. Let me get this right. By you saying that, so definitely you want to crucify a white man on the cross because it didn't make no sense.
No, that idea of the Romans they utilized crucifixion as
punishment.
It's like how we hang people.
And intimidation.
Yeah, it was intimidation, but it was also a means to an end. It kept them in power because they were a military power at that time. They switched from being a military power to being a religious power.
Yeah, they're going to Christianity. You're right.
Right.
Right, you're right.
You understand?
They switch from being, yes, that's what people need to understand. They switch from being a military power, and because they saw the believers stood up for, and they started to fall apart, and they switched and bring that Christianity in.
Yeah, well, what they were doing is they had their own Messiah. They had their own Christ.
So, go ahead. I got his name there, but go ahead.
So what we have to be aware of is there is, and we'll talk about the reality of what this day and time is really about.
Okay.
But we have to first be aware that someone has stepped in and has given us their version of Christ. What we're calling Christmas today.
Yeah.
And it is causing us as a people to not appreciate what this day, because we sing the songs, the 12 days of Christmas, right?
Yeah.
But when does the 12 days of Christmas start?
That's funny. Yeah, when does it start?
They say on the first day of Christmas, and they go through we sing this song. Someone's probably singing it right now.
Uh-huh.
But they can't tell you when the 12 days of Christmas are. You understand? So the original African Christmas, or what we call African Christmas, it starts on December 21st.
21st.
We're in it right now.
Oh.
That is also the shortest day of the year.
Oh.
Called the winter solstice. That is symbolic. When you say the shortest day of the year, that is symbolic of the death of the sun. Or they say the Son of God had died.
On the 21st.
On the 21st. Now, 21st. Over the next few days, the days will appear to get longer, but you will notice it more significantly around the 24th and the 25th, which is why they'll say Jesus was born on the 25th.
Oh, wow.
You understand?
I understand.
So we knew these things, and that's why even when they tell you this story about the nativity scene, and they say, well, Jesus was born in a manger, mm-hmm. and then what they say, the three wise men came and found Mary, Joseph, and Jesus in a mangerly sound. If you go to the book of Matthew chapter 2, verse 11,
mm-hmm.
it says, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worship him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. They were in a house.
You're right. You reading it? You reading it? It wasn't the manger. Manger is a stable. It's a stable with a horse, hay, and different animals and stuff like that. But you read with Older Machu, and you stated that the book of Machu stated this. So your part is true. Go ahead, my brother.
Right. So when we look at it, we gotta understand. Well, what is this house? What type of house are they really talking about? In the Greek, they have this word here. It says oikia. This word, oikia, as the Holy Coptic Church, we are teaching church. We understand that language is key. So we have to go into the language
mm-hmm.
in order to perceive what mm-hmm. the Most High originally wanted us to see.
Go ahead.
This word house, they'll say it's a house or an inhabited edifice, a dwelling. It mm-hmm. says the inmates of a house, or it says the family.
Right.
Property, wealth, and goods. So when they say the family, in reference to the fact that this child was being born amongst a family, and that family was looking for him in order to first protect him. In order, before the Messiah could save the world, the Messiah had to be saved.
Yeah, because he's a baby. And he said Herod's army was looking for him. And
exactly.
Then the three wise men came and gave him gifts so they could be able to survive. And then he have a family right. structure to protect him. Oh, right.
So this family,
yeah.
So this house, they also refer to constellations as houses.
Mm.
So this, again, the three wise men would have understood that a particular star is called the Messa or the Messiah star.
Mm.
All right? And anybody who wants to look up the Orion star constellation.
I heard about that. I heard about the Orion star. Yeah. Hey.
There's three stars in the middle of that constellation, and they call that the three wise men.
Wow, because in most movies, they talk about the Orion star.
Yes, they do, because that every time you look up the word heaven in the New Testament, guess what word you can find? Uranus.
Wow. Wow.
So when you look up at Orion, you're looking at heaven. Wow. You're looking at the heaven, one of the heavens that is being referenced in Scripture.
Oh.
Job talks about four. Job, Orion, Pleiades, Arcturus, and they talk about Maseroth. And Maseroth represents...
I heard him in Maseroth too.
The Maseroth represents the 12 constellations, or what is, again, the solar biological map that the three wise men were utilizing in order to find this child, because they understood that a caress consciousness was upon us then, as it is happening again, my brother. That's
yes.
why I started out the conversation by saying, today, Newsweek, December 23rd, 2022, they just put out a story to say all of the planets in the solar system are aligned.
Oh, it's awakening.
They're at one. Yes, it's an alignment at one.
Now, Anku, I agree mm-hmm. completely with you, because, you know, we were sitting on talking, you know what everyone say? Man, we all know this Christmas thing is a fluke, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people mm-hmm. start to say about it. They start to read about it and talking some of the similar stuff you were talking about, you know? And
right.
And they also mentioned this person. What's his name now? You might know more of this. King Nimrod. He was the founder of Babylon. When wife, I think it's Samaras. When he passed away, she told the people to pay homage to her dead husband. And what they did, they named the Christmas holiday after King Nimrod. You have any information on that, if I'm correct, or I could be off or something?
So yeah, so we gotta be clear too. Remember what we say, everything the Most High put in place, the devil
that's why I asked.
Right. So it's not wrong. What you said is not wrong, but we gotta be aware that what they're calling Nimrod also refers to one called Sargon.
Oh.
Sargon the First.
Sargon the First.
And this Sargon the First, when you go, let's just first be clear about who Nimrod is from the African perspective.
Okay, let's find out from the African perspective.
When you go to Genesis chapter 6, and I'm giving people references so they can actually look this up for themselves. It talks about the sons of God coming into the daughters of men. You go in Genesis 6, it talks about two groups. The first group takes the women and gives birth to giants. The second group, when you go to Genesis 6 and 4, it says, there were giants in the earth in those days. And then it says, and also after that, so after this first disagreeable group, when they took women or raped them and had these giants with them, it was another group that came in. It says, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men. That's a different, the same way Gabriel came in unto Mary. That's a whole other discussion.
Okay.
Right? They were having natural sexual union. Okay? Some would say sexual intercourse. Okay? They had children to them. The same became mighty men, which were of old or called men of renown.
Wow.
These men of renown, one of the men of renown is called Nimrod. Okay, this Nimrod, he is the son of one called Cush. When you go through the genealogy of Noah, or the African Noah is called Nuak. Mm-hmm. When you go through that genealogy, Cush, one of the lineage of Noah, has a son called Nimrod. Mm. But the word Cush, biblical scholars and linguists agree that this word Cush actually represents Ethiopia. And so there was an Ethiopian Cush, or Nimrod rather, who went into Babel of Kalna and Babel and Erech and Sumer, etc., etc. They take hit some of the records or some of the realities of his life
and switch it around.
They will say that, you know, he was sleeping with his mother and all this, but we don't do that as Africans. That's not our style.
No, we ain't about it.
What happened is you have the Aryan or Caucasian or the Greco-Roman Syrians that were coming into that land, and they have their own Nimrod. Mm. Understand? And so yes, he would be considered one of those crucified saviors that was born on December 25th. In some of their records, you understand?
Okay.
This particular Sargon, the African Nimrod, he was actually a bounty hunter. he used to look for fallen angels.
He was a wanquisher. He was a wanquisher.
Yeah, they had a movie called
with
Denzel Washington.
Okay. Yeah,
he was a bounty hunter. You understand? So that's a totally different story with regard to who he really was.
And he was fighting giants. Said,
yes, he was fighting giants. Yes. He was fighting those fallen beings, those people with six fingers and six toes, like Goliath.
Yeah, they're moving through. They passed the line where we saw men 10, 15. 15.
They talk about Jericho.
Yes,
they talk about the fact that there were giants in the line of Jericho.
Yes, you're correct.
So these giants, they came from one of the groups of the sons of God, these fallen angels.
Oh.
Okay, and these fallen angels, they're with us today.
Yeah.
They're walking with us today.
Yeah.
And many of them are bred in with us.
Yes. You understand? Yes.
So we have some of their characteristics. But in this day and time, we have to determine how much of the characteristics of the agreeable sons and daughters of the Most High versus the disagreeable sons and daughters of the Most High do we have inside of us.
Wow.
And what is going to determine that is if we are able to follow scripture, if we are able to follow instructions from the scripture, if we are able,
like the Ten Commandments,
book of Matthew chapter 19, the Messiah is saying, if you want eternal life, you must follow the commandments.
And come away from your evil day.
What these commandments were all about. See, if we as a people say we are living for the Messiah, or say we're living for the Most High, because all praise is to the Most High. No, yes. The Messiah never said to worship him.
I told someone that. He said, no. Go ahead.
One prayer that, The one prayer that the Messiah gives his disciple is the Our Father prayer. He never says, pray to me.
Because he lives a free will, but he wants us to be in contact with him, but you don't have to praise him. Know that.
He was showing us how
to praise
to him. to be at one with the Messiah. The book of John chapter 17, 21 through 23 is talking about how this Messiah is saying, you'll be one in me and I'll be one in you. We'll be one in the Messiah. In the Most High. If all of us are one in the Most High, then we're all one at one, just like the planets. You see what's going on? Whatever's happening in the heavens is happening on earth. Wow. You're saying me saying it. Newsweek. Go and check out Newsweek today, December 23rd, 2022. All the planets align right now.
Wow.
You understand?
That's why we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against spirituality. We're fighting against the fallen angels. We're fighting against pagan rituals.
That's right.
Not knowing. So we're worshiping these pagan holidays. Not knowingly we know we're worshiping them. Now that we know, we're going to have the fine replacements.
Right. And that's why the book of Jeremiah 10, if we're serious about being Christians in this country, then we need to be aware of what type of tree we should even be putting up. We have a national tree that literally goes against scripture here.
And we say we're a Christian nation.
But we say we're a Christian nation. We say we love the Lord. We say
Uncle. Go ahead. I want you to lose what you're saying, so go ahead.
I ain't going to lose what you're saying. Go ahead.
You were saying that, right? Okay. You're so right. We say we're a Christian nation. We're supposed to be following the commandments. We say the Sabbath is on Saturday, but the church celebrated on Sunday. You could explain that to me. Okay, we're a Christian nation. We say, okay, the Father said keep the Sabbath holy. Now, I ain't tell you, say if the lamb go missing, don't go look for the lamb. But he said keep the Sabbath, right. Sabbath holy. But we here celebrated Sunday here in the country. But it's in the book. So I don't understand, right. If we pre-Christian nation, how could we go against God's word when it is in the book? But yet still, we as a society is actually accepting it as Sunday, but we're actually going against God's word.
Well, the reason why is because the book of Proverbs talks about there being a way that seems right. We follow what appears to be right, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it is right. So because we've been groomed to see Sunday as the
I think we lost him. He should be back. All right. But I know that he's still listening. We're trying to get Uncle back. Oh, can we take a break? Oh, can we take a break and try to get Uncle back?
La 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 la. I represent the Indian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like coming after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never
always
easy.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Happy holidays from Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a beautiful and wonderful Christmas.
La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton Rouge. Boy, I from Baton.
We're back on Guiding Radio. I'm your host, Valentino LeBron, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City. We got Anku Saru, and I want him again to tell us the church he's from. And if you're listening, you want to get some history, or you want to find some more information about your history. This guy travels the world. He reads books. He reads the Bible. My sister's asking me what version of the Bible you're reading from. Sis, as he was going, he was giving like Matthew. As he go, he was just giving you the chapters.
Tonight I've been reading from the King James Version.
Okay. Sis, you read that? He's reading from the King James Version. Okay. Yeah. And you could continue from where we left off, Uncle.
So I don't know exactly where I was cut off, but I was saying in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, it says, there's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Mm. So that's important for us because we're doing things. What's wrong with having fun with the children? You know, what's wrong with getting them gifts? What's wrong with putting up a tree? What's wrong with telling them Santa Claus bought them some gifts and let them have fun for a little while in their life? What's wrong with that? Well, scripture is saying to us that there's a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So where, can you still hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, my brother.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. So if we go to Jeremiah 10, we'll understand what scripture is saying, me saying it. This is what the script, this is what the Bible is saying. In Jeremiah 10, chapter 1, it says, hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen. So this way that seems right is the way of the heathen. And be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. So if you don't understand why the planets are lined up, it's because you don't understand solar biology. You don't understand the reality of how scripture works, whereby these three wise men were able to look and chart the stars in order to see what was taking place on the earth. If you understand or think the way that the three wise men think, like we do in the Holy Coptic Church, then you understand how to move in this day and time. It says, for the customs of the people are vain, Jeremiah 10 and 3. Spend all the money in December, and then January can be the longest month of the year. January can seem like it have 300 days because you're broke, because it's a vain custom. It goes on to say, for one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe. So this is the cutting down of what they call the Christmas tree right now.
Yeah, you're right.
They deck it with silver and with gold. Jeremiah 10, 4. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not, as the Christmas tree stand. Then it goes on to say, they are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. So there is a tree we're supposed to be putting up. A palm tree.
A palm tree.
A palm tree is an evergreen tree. A palm tree is the tree that's spoken of in the book of Revelation.
Wow.
Chapter 7, where it talks about a number of people. I'm just going to it right now. In Revelation 7 and verse 9, it says that after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands.
Mm-hmm. Palm trees.
So palm trees, because the palm tree is symbolic of the fringes.
So the Palm Sunday might be the only thing we got going right for us. Because that's the only thing that we get right, man. You know what I mean? Because I can always remember the palm tree. Remember we used to have the ceremonies, but look like they stopped lately in the last 10, 15 years. I won't see Palm Sunday in a little while.
Well, I know over COVID things changed a little bit.
Yeah.
Moving forward.
Okay.
But the palm tree is, they burn the palms from Palm Sunday, and they use those for Ash Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
For the following year.
Wow. Some are pig and some are rightfully, but it's been mixed up with Alexander and his philosophy.
Yes, Alexander, and then later Constantine.
Constantine, yeah.
325 AD.
Wow.
So we, as a true Christian church, are saying to our brothers and sisters, we know that we are of a righteous group of people in this country, and we now need to seriously.
Yeah, you're right. Because we have,
we're not trying to take Christmas.
No.
Trying to say we're trying to say there's a righteous way to do.
Wow.
There's a way for us to actually celebrate and have fun and be in alignment with righteousness.
Yes.
As opposed to doing that which seems right, but it leads unto the ways of death.
Yes.
Now, why would they say that?
Why? Yeah, why
the
leads to death?
The reason why the devil would want you to cut down pine trees is because you know what you get from pine?
What you get from pine?
You get turpentine.
Huh?
Turpentine. So they call it paint thinner.
Oh, what? Well, you knowledgeable, eh? Go ahead. Tell the world.
Turpentine, what they call paint thinner, is actually used to kill viruses, bacteria, and germs.
That's why they said with the COVID-19, you could eat the pine. I heard someone said that, you know, when the COVID-19, they said with the pine tree, you know, they said the pine tree in Freeport, they said the pine tree was something that could deal with the COVID, could heal the COVID-19.
And one of the components would be turpentine. It's not the only thing, but that's one of the components.
Wow.
You understand?
Yeah.
So the pine trees act as a filter for the air moving around the planet.
What?
And in this day and time, we call this flu season. Right?
Uh-huh.
So if you remove, purify the air.
What is this? You are
creating a death situation.
What is this man? You see, the father trying to keep us safe, be granddad, following this false religion, cutting down these pine trees, these pine trees, protecting us from viruses and stopping the flu from going around in the atmosphere, but we're cutting them. Man, wow, this is awesome. This is some good stuff. Yeah. Go ahead, my brother.
This is called our true religious identity.
Wow.
And it is here today in this day and time of the Christ consciousness where this awakening is taking place.
Yes.
People can reach out to us at journeyhomegroup.com, or here in Nassau, Bahamas at 426-1148, 426-1148. Our church, which we call Kanisa, is located off of Wolf Road on Woods Alley. We meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. To 12, and then on Tuesdays, we have a question and answer Bible study.
Question and answer. That's awesome. Question and answer.
Wow,
like I'm asking. Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Knowledge is powerful. They say they put it in the box, but we don't read. But now we read now.
And it's great. And that's why people are more aware
of
what's taking place.
Wow.
But we gotta be aware that there is a true form of Christianity. There is a true form of the Hebrew doctrine. There's a true form of Islam. Mm. And they all were one at one time. They were all called At-One-ism.
At-One-ism.
At-One-ism. When you talk about atonement, it's an at-one-moment.
Okay.
This ability to become one with the divinity within you. That's why this... answer me this. It's another riddle I have.
If I could. Go ahead.
Right? This is fun. We have fun, right? What does putting up lights have to do with Jesus' birth?
Nah, listen, to tell you the truth, I thought it must be for beautification.
Some people may have a reason for it.
Yeah.
But it goes back to the original, to the origins of this day and time, where we have what's called Chanukah. Not Hanukkah. The Jebusite Jews... they have what's called Hanukkah based upon the Maccabean revolt. And what we're talking about is 25,000 years older than what they're talking about.
Oh, wow.
Right? Where we light, so each night we light a different candle on the menorah. Now you see this menorah, all right, in the book of Revelation chapter 1, it talks about the mystery of the seven stars. So right in Revelation, it's talking about stars. We're supposed to understand how stars function. Don't nobody tell you that that's the devil, because in the Bible, it's telling you the mystery of the seven stars. It says, Revelation 1 and 20, the mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Revelation is a message to these seven churches. Okay, there were seven African churches, and the Greco-Romans with their lead missionary called Paul, because Paul was not an apostle of the Messiah. Paul is an antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, and me saying it, if you go to the book of Acts 26, he said that he is a disciple to the Gentiles. But the book of Matthew chapter 10, right, say, do not go to the Gentiles. He told his disciples, matter of fact, let's just look at it right quick. Matthew 10:5, it says, these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not. So even though they're saying, yes, you're supposed to go into the whole world and you're supposed to teach the gospel, it wasn't that you were supposed to teach everybody, because the Messiah, even when he was in the book of Matthew 15, when he's amongst the Canaanites, in Matthew 15, if we go down to verse
but Peter said it.
21, if we go to 21, Jesus is in the area called Tyre and Sidon. This is where the Canaanites are. And a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not. He ignored her. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he said, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I ain't come for everybody. Mm. Same me saying it. This is the Bible. Matthew 15. You understand? So he was not coming for these Gentiles. But Paul, in the book of Acts, chapter 26, verse 17, he reads, delivering thee whom I now send thee. He's saying this is who Jesus was sending him to. Mm. Why would Jesus send Paul to the Gentiles, but then his own disciples who was walking with him, he tell them, don't go to the Gentiles.
Yeah.
So he was diabolically opposed to what the Messiah, the real and living Messiah, was actually teaching.
Mm.
He was actually teaching, if you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 4, he says, for he that cometh preaching another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. So Paul is teaching about another Jesus.
Yeah.
He's talking about JC, Julius Caesar, not the real and living Messiah, Yahshua Christ.
So
he's not talking about the spirit of truth. Go ahead, brother.
So let me show you you're telling the truth. So if the whole world say you're telling a lie, okay.
When you then go the to Bible the churches,
when you go to the churches, some of the churches, you'd see on the window, they would have this image of this white person with long hair. That's what you're mm-hmm. talking about, right?
That's their Jesus.
That's the one right there. Now, think about that. You go to the church, just take a look. If you go to the church, some of the churches, you'd see on the windows, they'd have an image of a white Julius. Who you say his name is?
Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar, the emperor of Rome.
That's who won the church. 1:15, his feet was like fine brass as if burned
and Christ
in
is
a
what?
Furnace.
So we get a definition of Julius Caesar on the church, that the churches in the country, this country, that the churches in this country, they serve.
Yes, and let me say this to you too, Scrooge. You notice some people don't say Christmas, they say Xmas.
Yeah.
The reason why they say Xmas is because the X, when you look at the word Christos in Greek, that X is the letter chi. So the way they spell this, use this, the sound, the letter that has the sound of C looks like an X. Wow. And the letter that has an R sound is a rho. They say the chi rho. This is the symbol that Constantine said that he saw, and it says, by this shall you conquer. Okay? And so what they are telling us is that they have replaced the real and living Messiah, Yahshua Christ, the black Messiah, with this Greco-Roman Messiah, who was a Messiah or who was a, a savior to his people, Julius Caesar.
In order for us to get to worship them.
And the slave and the slave master can't have the same God, Scrooge. We know that. Because the slave dungeons, they had churches. The Portuguese had churches, and they're still there today on the west coast of Africa. Churches on top of the slave dungeons, they praying to God, we down, chained up, getting ready to put through a door of no return, and some of us here right now in the Bahamas because of that.
Yeah, and all over the world, in Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, and et cetera. Exactly. In America, so all over the world. You're right, my brother.
You understand?
And I'm just rubbing this in. I just talk about the symbols on the church, right? And I ask the pastor, I say, hold on now, sir. Okay. When I read, they give a description about of Christ. You talk about the bronze. They talk about God, how his footstool on the earth, and you know, his brass and his eyes and his skin color and et cetera. Right?
Right.
So I ask the pastor, I say, sir, what the image up on the church there means. He can't even answer me, but I say, you in the church, you reading the scriptures, right? And you get this white man up here, and you're saying this is Christ, but, right? So, next point. I went to a particular church when I was younger, and it reads that no graven images should be bound in the churches, and et cetera. You say the God is invisible. You say God don't demand us to pray to him, all right? He don't demand us to worship him, okay? So he gives us free will, right? So I went into the church. This church today that many people go to today, but when I go in the church, I see the Virgin Mary, saints in the church, and people go and they get communion every Sunday, but they're bowing down to Virgin Mary inside the church and angels in the church when I know these things. Now, I could be wrong.
Let me tell you what they were doing, my brother. They were getting rid of the image of our great ancestors. There's nothing wrong with us. See, the first thing that the Most High gave us was his image and likeness.
Whoa.
Go to Genesis 1, 26 and 27. That's the first thing God gave us. Because he said, if we go there, see, image can't be the issue.
Okay.
If the first thing that we're given is image. If we go to Genesis 1 and 26, and God said, let us make man in our image. After our likeness. Now, how are you supposed to know what the image is if we don't have it up nowhere? So when they said you shouldn't have graven images, it means you shouldn't have images from the grave.
Oh.
Death forces.
Oh.
The ones they have up now.
Oh. What they have up
now. That's what being supposed to have up.
Okay, I get you. Yeah, I was on cue.
Yeah, the albino strain of melanin is the weakest strain of melanin, and it represents the death of melanin.
Wow.
This ain't me saying it. They have a whole website called NOAA, the National Organization of Albinism and Hypopigmentation.
That's albinos.
They have a whole website. Yes, for the albinos, because they understand it's a deficiency.
And they say Moses
I'm not hating on the albinos. I'm just saying that it represents the death of the original melaninite forces.
Wow.
And that's the images that we've been putting up. Wow. And that's what we were commanded not to worship or put up.
Wow.
There was no issue with us having our images up. Because if you go to the land where they sent Jesus, they have our images all over the place. We go to Abu Simbel.
I see. They own black. Even in the Roman Catholic Church, they own black.
The Sphinx has African features. Right? We can go on and on and on. Our images were all over the... Let me say this. You know that the Messiah had to have looked at images because when he went on the Mount of Transfiguration in Matthew 17 with Peter, James, and John, and they say Moses and Elijah, who was dead long
Come
time
and call before that,
right? How did Jesus know that was Moses and Elijah unless he had a picture of them or a statue?
You're right. You're right. How? You're right. You're How? Right. You're right. You're right. We're going to take this call... Because someone wants to give their input. If it's all right with you, you want to take the call?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City.
Hey, excuse me, Scrooge. This is your good buddy, Sparky.
Oh, Lord, something. What you want?
Hey, Scrooge, I don't want you to believe that you listening to Amru Sadat. But let me tell you something. You listening to a wise man. But there's some other people calling you in sometime Because you be hurried to cut. You don't
man,
understand.
Sparky, I ain't got no time for that, man, Sparky. I don't need no one to come talking like that, but other people want to keep on calling every week to give their opinion every week. Every week, you want to keep on calling every week. Why is their opinion so important every week? Why their opinion, they got to call every week, and they want to talk about this or talk about that every week. Some people don't want to hear you every week. It's my job as a host. That's why I have people like Akko, different guests on, and talk about different topics. I don't want one person come on every week talking about this and that, like this and that. No disrespect to you or nobody in particular. We don't work like that. You understand? Let's go, Anku. Sorry about that, Anku.
So, no worries. So, the reality then is somebody wants us to ignore the image. And if you go to the book of 1 John, chapter 4, it tells you that that doctrine is the doctrine of the Antichrist.
My sister said that.
4:1, King James Version. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits. See, like, just how you questioning me today, you're trying the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Whether they are of God. Now, how would you know if the spirit is of God?
I can feel the connection, because you're telling the truth, my brother.
Not just feel the connection. It tells you how to see it.
Yes, you reading it? It
says, hereby know ye the spirit of God. It's telling you, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Mm. So if I'm telling you what the flesh of the Messiah looked like, which was burnt brass, that's how you know I am coming with the spirit of the Most High. Not me saying it. That's what Scripture says.
Yes, yes.
The third verse of 1 John 4 says, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. All these people who say God is a spirit and it don't matter what color he is. And this is the spirit of Antichrist. Not me saying it. 1 John 4:3. Whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. It was already there even then. Because you already had people who was trying to take your doctrine and whitewash it. They talked about them in 9:3-9, call them the synagogues of Satan. People who say that they are Jews but are not. Mm. Not me saying it. Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9 is there. You understand? So when we get back to this reality of what's taking place in this day and time, as far as Christmas or Kanuka, we have to be aware that we are the light. We are the light of the world. Matthew 5 says the Messiah was teaching us something. He was saying in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, ye are the light of the world. So when this word light is the word aura. In the Greek, it means aura. There's a light around you and I that you can see using a something called Kirlian photography. And when you are living your life in accordance with the rites, the rituals, the laws, the commandments of the scriptures, that light gets brighter. Mm. And that's why the mystery of the candlestick was the seven angels who understood that. And they became a light to a people who were able to do great things on this planet, like wow. Build the pyramids, like build the hanging gardens of awesome. Babylon. Like create writing, hieroglyphs, like learning how to domesticate plants and create gardens. Because the first thing that the Most High creates is a garden. The first country that's mentioned in the book of Genesis is Ethiopia. And nobody named it Ethiopia. Ethiopia was there before they built that garden. You understand? Yeah. So we already had our way of life. We already had. So this day and time that we're in, it is called the winter solstice. But we know it as Kanuka. And this Kanuka represents a point in time whereby we understood that without actually having guidance, without having guidance, my brother, we would be lost.
You get that right. We are kind of lost because we made some valid points about the Christmas tree, with the pine tree. We celebrate the birth of Christ on the wrong day for the wrong reasons. While in time, tell me something. Let me just add some other stuff on that we ain't supposed to be celebrating. What about Halloween and Valentine's and just about them two? Just give us a rundown on Valentine's and the next one I talked about.
Well, Valentine comes from something they call Lupercalia. And it is, again, another pagan ritual that the Catholic Church brought into its fold to Christianize it. And they have a saint called Saint Valentine, and there's like three different Saint Valentines, and that's something people can go research. But we understood that this was the beginning of a period, like today they would say, they talk about Ash Wednesday, or this period of preparing for what they say, the Passion of Christ. They call it Lent. Lent is not in the Bible either. Okay. Mm-hmm. But this period of Valentine's Day, they always introduce something to us to make us not pay attention to what we should be paying attention to. During this period of February, moving down into March, we begin a period of preparation for what is called Fisak Shomo. Fisak Shomo is what originally Easter is called. And that is always on from March 22nd to March 28th. All right? So the reason why you would need this period, February 14th, they call it Valentine's Day, we call it Friendship Day, because you're just coming out of a death cycle. That right now, there are more car accidents and more deaths during this time of the year around the world, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, than any other time of the year, because you have less light. Because you have less light and less sun. So they are SAD. SAD is an acronym for seasonal adaptation disorder. People who cannot adapt to this season, they get SAD. And so you have more fights breaking out. You have more things happening.
Everything is spiritual. Now,
it is spiritual. So now we have to get distracted by, well, let's have a meal. Let's eat more sweets. Let's have more candy. Let's have more time together whereby we could get through this period without half killing ourselves. Wow. By the time as you get to February, you're coming out of that death cycle. You understand? And you got to make back up, if you could, with the people who you may have had differences with during the winter solstice. You're now coming back into a time where the sun is shining more, all the way up into what they call spring, which is really the birth of the Messiah. That's really when he was born.
Wow.
You understand? This Asaru, this first crucified savior. This original sacrificial savior that's mentioned in the book of, if you go to Revelation chapter 11, it tells you that there was a Messiah who was crucified in Egypt. Revelation 11 and 8, and their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where all crucified.
Oh.
Okay? So this is different from the Messiah who would have been crucified in Jerusalem. That's another story. So Valentine's Day, they introduce a pagan celebration to get us distracted with regard to us understanding the day and time that we should be focusing our energies toward, which is Fisak Shomo, the Passover.
Wow.
Halloween is a point in time where they begin to prepare for the death season. They call it the autumnal equinox, where the sun begins to get less and less and less until you get all the way to December 21st. So we have rituals called Prophet and Angels Day or Coptic Saints Day that protects us from this spiritual war that we encounter each year. You understand? When you could have people dressing up as ghosts and goblins.
Something is really wrong. And we allowing it.
Celebrating death.
Yeah, and the church is allowing it too, you know. They ain't preaching against Valentine. And
right.
You know,
but they don't know better.
They don't know better.
So because the light of the world, we got to be the light of the world. We got to set our candle up on top of a hill make sure that those churches, was a book sent to churches.
Yeah.
Because the church had fell off course.
Yeah.
And that's what is happening in this day and time. The church is falling off course. I'm not saying churches are bad. I'm saying if we're not willing to look at the scriptures
and get it right
from a linguistic point of view, we'll never get it right.
Yes, we never get it right. I want to say
you understand.
I want to say thanks to Mr. Felix Knowles, I see ya. Respect. Go ahead, Mr. Anku.
So my brother, each thing that is celebrated in our society today, we have to ask, why are we doing it? Mm. Why are we cutting down a tree? Even though Jeremiah says we shouldn't, why aren't we putting up palm trees?
So
something that you could keep alive for the whole year.
So
keep it in the pot. Go ahead.
So knowing this, but we are pastors who are in the churches today and were telling their congregation to prepare themselves for Christmas and get their Christmas tree and their gift for Christmas gift. Reaching, they're reading the scriptures, and this is in the scriptures. You are taking these older scriptures. So how could people read the scriptures knowing that the Sabbath is on Saturday, but they celebrate it on Sunday? You're reading things in the book about the Christmas tree. You're seeing the idol on the church. That is a false idol that you're supposed to be worshiping, but yet still they're doing these things, and they say we are a Christian nation, we worship God, when we are actually worshiping the devil.
In the book of Jeremiah 23, I read this the last time I was on the show. Woe be unto the pastors that scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, verse 2, God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries, whether I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase, and I will set up shepherds over them. So we are the shepherds being set up over the church in this day and time, that shall feed them, Jeremiah 23, 4, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. Now, as we teach you scripture, verse by verse, precept upon precept, rightly dividing the word, then you're being fed now. I didn't come up here with a bunch of rhetoric. Mm-hmm. I ain't telling you what I believe. I'm teaching you what the scriptures say.
Wow.
That's why the person said, what Bible are you reading from? Because they probably never read that in their Bible, but it's there.
It's there. You're given the chapters. We have a caller. We're going to take this last call, Anku, and then we're going to call it that. And my phone is, battery's going dead. I hope it lasts till the show over. But no, I'm not meaning you. I'm just saying to the caller. Okay. You want to take this next call? I hope your eyes Sparky, because Sparky seems like he have a problem. Sparky, he want to tell Dwight Scrawn what to do. He want to tell Juan what to do. He wants to tell everyone what's... You know, Sparky, take it easy. You already a star. Everyone knows you. We don't need to hear you every week, every conversation. Sparky got this story, that story, this, that story, that Sparky. Sparky, take it easy, man. Drink some good liquor and shit over there. Anku, spread the knowledge, my brother. Drink, Sparky, drink. Go ahead, call.
That's
the call,
man.
Go ahead, call
her.
Blessed Scoogey. Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, blessed Anku. Yeah, you know, Anku's correct. You know, me and him have spoken about these things, but the thing is, I don't know if Anku or you was listening to C.A. Nuri the other day when he had this Christian guy from the States, some type of group, Israel United. And
Yes.
I don't know what it was, but I had spoken to the same aspect of the influence of Paul, of the adulteration.
I guess the phone was messing up. We didn't cut it. We ain't cut you.
Right.
It ain't us. You're still on.
Disciples wanted to kill Paul, then they plot to kill Paul in the city of...
Breaking up?
Yeah, you're breaking
and
up.
Then,
you're breaking up. We can't hear you, breaking up. Sorry.
Sorry, couldn't get...
Yeah, well, go ahead, Anku.
So I just want to tell people that if they want to know more about Kanuka or know more about the realities of what the Holy Coptic Church is sharing tonight, they can reach out to us at 426-1148, 426-1148. They can go to our website, journeyhomegroup.com, journeyhomegroup.com. This Sunday, we have the real story of the nativity scene. We have it on Zoom. It's only $5, but it's going to be a fun play that we have. Our London branch is presenting it. So if you want to be a part of that, follow us on Facebook, Coptic Church, QUBTIC. The word Coptic in, and you'll be able to get a link to purchase your ticket. All of the funds go towards the works that we're doing around the world to bring forth this great message.
Yeah, you're bringing some good messages, my brother. We need awakening. Yeah. You know, when we all in the same part, you know, and I agree on the majority of stuff you talk about. I follow you, but like I said, I do my own research and I see everything that you speak about. It ties into exactly what my philosophy is, you know, because I think out the box.
Yeah.
I think out the box.
Yeah.
You know, I don't trust me. I think out the box because I know we're spiritual, okay? We are spiritual, you know. We are spiritual. So we have to be
able to. I appreciate you having us on.
Man, trust me. It's a pleasure. It's the season where we need to get the information on Christmas. But we're letting you know some of the things we're doing are wrong. Even our churches are contributing to it. And they are wrong. And just reading, by Uncle reading the chapters proves that they are wrong. Looking on the church with the image of Julius Caesar and the church worshiping Julius Caesar, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Caesar Borgia.
Caesar Borgia. That's on the churches, okay? That's the image you're seeing, okay? And he is not Christ. He is not. What is his original name is again?
Well, he's Zeus. Really, Zeus.
Zeus.
Yeah. Jesus, you're saying Jupiter, Zeus.
Oh. And his original Jesus. Name. And his original name is.
Yahshua.
Correct. So you're not saying. You were saying his original name is. Yahshua, that's his written name. And Jesus
that's the title that he had. His name is Tutankhamun, as mentioned in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 14, where it talks about the Amen.
And people need
that's the name of the Messiah.
And people need to understand that Jesus' name came from those who conquered, and they changed the name in order for us to worship Julius Caesar, who you see on the church. And they took the original one and throw him in the gutter and put all these false Valentines, Christmas, Easter, and et cetera to confuse us in the worship of false idols.
I want to leave on a good note. We can still learn what the original ways were. You don't have to be defeated.
Yes.
We're in a day and time of alignment, a day and time of awakening. So we encourage the listeners out there who want to try righteousness. We tried everything else.
And
now let's just try righteousness.
That's right. And to add something on to the truth that you're speaking, when you go to fish, there's a certain moon you go to catch high tide and low tide. You can't go to fish every day. There's a certain time you go to fish, you catch abundance of fish, okay? Even when it comes to plant fruits and vegetables, cassava, sweet pepper, onions, there's a specific cycle that you plant these particular fruits. So everything aligns what he's talking about. You know, you're talking about the line up with the universe. But if you're planting and you're doing fishing, it's about seasonal fruits and you have to watch the moon. You understand? And the tide. And then when you plant on certain nights. So all this is true what he's talking about. So everything is spiritual because that proves it. You know, because if you have to wait on the garden, you're going to apply this. They tell you that the guy who, the gardener, who is a professional, tell you this is the best time. The plan is when the moon is coming. Or this is the best time for you to go fishing if you want to catch these type of fish. When the moon is there. And so what you're saying is completely true.
Yes, my brother. I appreciate you.
Man, trust me. It's been a pleasure because we as people need to know the truth. The truth is out there, but some are afraid to talk about it. And I'm glad we had a conversation where we ain't insulting nobody. We're not insulting the church. We're not insulting no particular one pastor. We're not insulting. We're just telling you that we know the truth. The truth is in the book. People who are reading the book in the church, they still are breaking God's word because they're worshiping Julius Caesar in the church because they get the idol and they're talking about Jesus, right? And you said that is actually Zeus, but we know it's Yahshua. It's his original name, okay?
That's right.
The oppressors changed the name because they were the conquerors and they rewrite history. And in order for them to get us confused and they lose us our connection, to keep us oppressed, they put their idols in there, okay?
That's right.
And our churches in this country contribute to this further development
in
the country.
We got to make a change.
We have to make a change. What sense are you preaching about Christ when you know that's not that person? And you say, it doesn't matter if he's black or white. It doesn't matter if he's black or white?
The scriptures say he was black.
Okay, so it does matter.
Yes.
Why, if it doesn't matter, why he white? When the scripture tells you he was black and bronze.
That's right. If it didn't matter, they wouldn't have put the description in there.
So if you're in church and you're worshiping and the priest is talking, not knowingly, eh? Because he couldn't answer me.
Yep.
He couldn't answer me when I asked him. I said, so hold on now. This is Christ. Who is he? He can't tell me. But Aunt Cook could tell me that's Julius Caesar on the church. Because the Roman Catholic actually was the one who switched over. And Aunt Cook said that. How Constantine switched over from a military to being Christians because they saw the believers. See, I don't call myself a Christian. I was a believer. You see?
Right.
I was a believer. Christianity came afterwards. And that's where the Europeans, they indoctrinate their pagan ways with our ways because they saw our ways where many people would bow down in front of Caesar. And he would say, look, yeah, I'll give you back all your riches. All you got to do is denounce Yahshua. Or feed us to the lions. And they watch people get tear up. And some, like Daniels and the lion's den, did not get tear up. And this changed the Romans, many of the Roman soldiers themselves, to start believe that, hey, this guy, our Caesar is not real God, but this guy here is, or Daniel in the lion's den represents what the true creator protects his people. Because those lions would rip you up. So you understand what I'm saying, Anku?
Yeah, man, definitely.
You understand? So I hope the general public will understand what I'm trying to say. And we're not trying to confuse nobody. We're not attacking no Christian. We're not attacking no pastor. We're telling the truth. And the truth.
Yeah, we're saying study to show yourself approved.
Yes. And on the
streets. Don't believe nothing.
And I want everyone to know this. In all the churches, there are good churches out there who are doing well. But I just want you to know something. The Christianity word is not working no more, Jeff. In the city community. For some strange reason, the Greco-Roman is not working no more.
Yeah, we got to get back to the true, original
It's not
African
working no
doctrine.
More. There ain't no
for
people.
African people, yes. We got to have African doctrine.
There ain't no people in these streets today. Young people talking about no Jesus no more. I got to tell you this quite frankly. I live in the streets, and I be on the streets every day, and I interact with different society of young people, and I ask this question, and Jesus' name is not being mentioned. Not being mentioned, so if the church, we have what? They say we have more churches in this country than the Vatican City. So we have over 5,000 churches in national problems. We have all this crime, all this violence. It has, something has to be wrong for us not to be this Christian nation. When we have over 5,000 churches, and we're in a 21-7 with less than 500,000 people, and yet still we get churches in just about every corners, but it ain't reaching the individuals. And we have people committing crime and adultery and abusing their wife and their wives abusing them. Kids fighting in school at 13, 14, committing serious crimes. Young girls getting pregnant. All kind of chaos. So something ain't right, man. Something ain't right. So I believe all this Christmas, Valentine, this false thing among the church, not respecting the Sabbath, you know, all this, I think, is having a psychological effect on us because we have lost our connection with the true Yahshua and the true living universe. I call it the creator.
We live in the image of the beast. And if we continue to live in the image of the beast, then how can we expect salvation? Because the beast is not prophesied to be saved. So if we have a true salvation, then we must again live like the one who was showing us the way, the truth, and the life.
And I feel all... Go ahead, Uncle.
So there is a real and living Messiah, Yahshua Christ. He is not the Jesus Christos. He is not the Zeus that they've been teaching us about. We have to get back to who we truly are.
As a people.
And be in alignment with Scripture, be in alignment with the Most High Heavenly One, whereby we can once again rule ourselves and ultimately rule our country.
Yes, because this is the Bahamas, and we can be one of the greatest nations in the country. We have a high poverty problem. We have a high crime problem. We have this black crab syndrome going on in our country. When we all supposed to be brothers and sisters in the 21-7, the 700 keys, we're supposed to be living like peace. Our murder rates in this country shouldn't be less than 10. Our unemployment shouldn't be less than what? Not even 2% based on the fact that we're the richest Caribbean country in this part of the Western Hemisphere. We are dollar for dollar for the U.S. We are the sixth or the fifth or fourth most expensive place to live in the world. We have 10 million visitors coming to our shores next year, and still we're going to have high unemployment. So that's definitely we're losing the connection. We are giving our belief and our sacrifice and our love to a wrong entity, and we need to get it right in order for us to regain our true knowledge and our true connection. And I just thank Anku for being that person to speak on this country, and it's a pleasure for me to have him on. Anku, we completely out of time, but give the numbers again for your church and where those who are listening would like to get some more information and come to the church, or on Facebook, you can give it your Facebook account, et cetera, so people can follow you up, because we need that. Go ahead.
Sure. So you can reach out to us, 426-1148 here in the Bahamas. Go to our website, journeyhomegroup.com, journeyhomegroup.com. Our church is located off Wolf Road on Woods Alley. But you can call our number, 426-1148, to get more information so you can be there with us this Sunday to worship face-to-face. And bring in this reality of what we call Children's Day. It's one of the 12 days of Christmas, so we call it Hanukkah. Gotta come and learn your true religious identity. We look forward to seeing you, Namastu, which means I bow to the divinity within you.
I want to thank you very much, and I'll be stopping it from time to time to get some more information, because I think I need to get some more enlightenment so I can have more conversation on this matter.
Yeah, you're always welcome, my brother.
Oh, thank you very much, and I want to say thanks to your church, and you are doing a wonderful job as an ambassador to bring the truth to this country, and you're on the right track. I want to congratulate you and keep it up. I know that the Father has you, and he wants you to be the bright light in this country in the dark spot and bring truth. So that many who are listening now could say, you know what, this young man made a lot of sense on the way he's talking. And we need to take a look at our identity and probably, you know, do some of the things that he is requesting us to do. I want to thank you very much. And
you're welcome, my brother.
And Uncle, coming in the next year, I would like to know if you'd accept an invitation that one of the Fridays, you know, I'd like to help you into Neil Burrows on a separate day. I'm not going to be here. I'm just going to allow you to have the space and time, the hour and 30 minutes to talk about this important subject, because this is about God. Sure. All right, so I want to make sure I'm going to leave a slot out for you in the coming months, if I live, to have you come and poison yourself and have a conversation on this matter on Inside Inner City. You, along with Daniel Burrows and a few others I have who are doing community activism, similar to what I'm doing, to help the forum on that particular Friday. Okay?
Sure, my brother. I'd be happy to do it. Let's make it up.
Okay, definitely. So thank you very much, and you have a wonderful, wonderful night. You did a wonderful job.
You too, and thank you all. Thank all the listeners for listening.
Yes, you definitely gave them a mouthful and a lot to think about tonight. Thank you very much, my brother.
You're welcome.
Yes. Anku is a gem, and he didn't attack nobody. He just talked the truth. He read from the scriptures. Okay? My friend Wayne Anon says good night to me. He's saying, one family is coming. So 1-3-5-7 last practice on the Old City Market parking lot Monday. It was an awesome event. So Non saying one family is ramped up for the John Canoe celebrations coming up. So I hope everyone is prepared. Saxon, Non say one family is ready. Diwali, Non say he's ready. So this is going to be very interesting. I see my friend Lorenzo Wright. He's an Abaco. I want to say good night to you and all Facebook friends who are watching tonight and listening to the show. You have a very wonderful night. And again, enjoy the holidays. Be safe. Okay? See you next week on Inside the Inner City on Garden Radio 96.9 FM.
Don't take no backtalk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke. Bitan, bro. Boy, I from Bitan, bro. Bitan, I say up and running. Caliban say my show boy don't ever give in. 7 years of farming, watch the crops them coming. True, they see a humble thing, the lion sleeping. Boy, they ain't for no reason. Only God that I believe in, living. Watch them only passion for a season. Godless, I gon' weed them. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, bigger Bintan, bro. Boy, I from Bintan, bro.